famously observed, information habitually arises from conscious activity. But what is information? Does it only ever come from an intelligent agent? What concept could be more fundamental to intelligent design theory than information? These are the ideas that William Dembski tackles in his pathbreaking new book, Being as Communion, A Metaphysics of Information, from Ashgate Publishing. And right now you can order the book for $25.95, saving 25% off the cover price at beingascommunion.com. That's beingascommunion.com. In the book, Dembski explores a number of fascinating ideas like how information, not matter, is turning out to be the primary stuff of the world, how information poses a fundamental challenge to Darwinian evolution, how information gives fresh meaning to the ideas of Plato and Aristotle, how information lends support to the modern theory of intelligent design, how information can help us understand what it means to have free will, and how information can help us understand the existence of the soul. Right now you can order the paperback of Being as Communion at beingascommunion.com, and you'll get it for only $25.95 plus shipping. That's more than 25% off the publisher's suggested retail price of $34.95. That's at beingascommunion.com. Now, let's listen as Dr. Dembski reflects on the origins of his thinking on intelligent design and who it was exactly that gave him the link between specification and complexity as a marker for ID.
From 84 to 88, I did a PhD in mathematics and specifically on probability theory. And if you read Darwin and then also his successors, especially when you think of the neo-Darwinian synthesis, chance does a lot of the heavy lifting there. You have these errors in the genes. You know, errors are random. These are mutations, and so I started thinking about this and trying to basically apply my mathematics to these questions in evolutionary biology, and I read Richard Dawkins' The Blind Watchmaker, which had come out, I think, in 1986, but I read it in 1989. I found it just a fascinating book to read, not because it was right, but because I thought it was so insightfully wrong. And, there are books, and ideas that are wrong, but they can inspire you to, and they can get you going, get you thinking in new ways. And so for me, Dawkins was that book, The Blind Watchmaker, had this catalytic effect on me. And specifically, there are two things that he thought came together that required an explanation beyond just brute chance. He says at one point in the book, complicated things that are specified in advance need some sort of explanation beyond just brute chance. I'm paraphrasing here, but I could find the quote. But he conjoins this notion of complexity or improbability and also that there's a pattern there or specification. And it seemed to me that those two things, in fact, are beyond the reach of natural selection and these material mechanisms. So as I'm reading him, and he's giving his, he thinks it is like the weasel example, a computer simulation that's supposed to show how Darwinian processes can generate the sort of complexity that we would see in life. It seemed to me that they did exactly the opposite. They couldn't do that sort of heavy lifting, and that indeed the precise things that he was attributing to natural selection were things actually that needed to be attributed to intelligence. So this specified complexity, he didn't call it that, but he did use those terms, specification and complexity, in the same sentence. That specified complexity, it seemed to me, it couldn't be accounted for by these Darwinian means, and that instead that was a marker of intelligence. But the thing is, he brought these notions, complexity and specification, in at a very sort of general, pre-theoretic understanding. He didn't really develop them. And so then the question for me is, well, what is this notion of complexity? What is this notion of specification? Can these be developed in a rigorous way so that we can actually use them to become a marker or a signal or a signature of design? And that ended up then being about the next 8-9 years of my work. And so I guess I read Richard Dawkins' The Blind Watchmaker in 89, and then in 1998, my book, The Design Inference, came out, which then attempted to make rigorous what Dawkins was doing in The Blind Watchmaker, but then also take it in a completely different direction. Instead of specified complexity being something that a designer substitute, a naturalistic designer substitute in the form of natural selection could do, in fact, it would require real intelligence or real teleology to account for those. It's funny talking with you about this because it does bring to mind that just how important Richard Dawkins was in getting me into design. So strange how these things work.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.